This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know that you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover? Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. Welcome to Dear Young Queen, the podcast.
Oh, hi.
Hey, hello, hello. Hey, Lex, welcome.
Yes,
welcome
I'm to here.
Lex.
Sorry,
we're
guys.
Here.
I'm present.
We're doing a podcast
present.
Today.
Present.
We have a dope guest today. Are you ready?
I am.
What's up, girl?
What's up, mama?
Hey, Neri.
Hey, lady.
What's
hey,
up, pretty?
Congratulations on this podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys. Make some noise for you guys.
This means a lot.
It really does.
I want to welcome to the show today, Neri.
Hello.
We got friend, the owner of Juicy Juice Bar, mm-hmm. and the new name I have for her. Y'all ready?
I've been waiting for this.
The first lady of podcasting.
Ooh.
Ooh, let's think about the big podcasters. Do they have any wives? Is Nori the only one?
You're right. You're right.
Yo, this is the first lady of podcasting. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Usually this would be my husband's job right here, but today...
You're on the mic.
Yeah, thank
You're
you
on the other side
for inviting
of the
me.
Yes.
So outside of being an incredible friend, mm-hmm. Neri is also the incredible wife of Nori.
N-O-R-E.
of one of my favorite podcasts, Drink Champs. Mm-hmm. So I know you probably watch him do it a lot. You probably picked up all the tips and tools.
You know, honestly, like I do watch it, but I don't. So
really?
The only time I do watch the podcast is when I'm present. If you listen to his podcast, it's like 3 hours long.
No, they
like, have. I don't have time. Like, I don't have time.
You don't have time.
Yeah. So if I do listen to it, it's because I'm present, I'm there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the only time.
Yeah, I've got my a few invites to certain
guests.
I was like, I can't make it, or I need to pull up. You like, come pull up to this one, sis.
I think I told you about Patti LaBelle.
Yeah,
you know, she's legendary. So
what?
I was like,
you miss Miss Patti?
I miss Miss Patti. I was not in town.
Oh, dang! I can't believe you miss Miss Patti.
I know. Next time.
I got the invite to pull up to the one in Essence Fest. Angie was doing it with Tiffany Haddish.
Yes, okay. Ooh. Tiffany is so funny. And you know, Angie is a legend herself.
Legend.
So I love Angie. And it was funny. It was dope. It was not as long as the 2 hours that I expected because everybody was doing events that day, but they killed it.
Well, we're going to take a page out of their book as we do every episode. We got some drinks here this week, Lex, as always.
Yes.
Tell us about what we're drinking before we kick off.
We are drinking the house wine. This is a black kosher wine. The Stoudemire brand.
Yes.
It's a Sauvignon Blanc grape.
I feel like we've been on tequila and vodka drinks.
We're switching up because my good sis over here, either she's bringing her own bottle or she's going to order it. So I know my girl likes to drink. So welcome to Casa Lex.
Thank
welcome
you. Thanks for inviting me. And you know, I love some good white wine.
Yes, you do. I know what you like.
Let me taste this, Lex. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yummy, right?
Good.
Oh, I'm into this.
Yes. Yes.
Kosher wine, too. I wake up with no hangover.
Yeah.
Nice. That's been my experience with kosher wines.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, is that I have not had a hangover.
Oh, we need another bottle then.
I don't know how I got
get another.
I don't know how you bless the grapes or bless the wine, but whatever happens, there's a nice prayer for no hangover in there attached
there you
to
go.
It.
Okay. More for everybody.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Neri, I am super excited to have you on the podcast because you're just such an interesting person to me.
Really?
You have the most even temper.
Yes, really. Yes.
Of anybody I have met in a very long time.
I always get that. I just feel like that's how I was raised. I just, you know, that's just my personality.
Are you an only child?
No, I actually have one brother. His name is Hector.
Older or younger?
He's older.
So you're the baby?
Yes. It's just me and my brother.
And where are you from originally?
So I'm from Jersey.
What part?
Elizabeth.
Okay.
Yeah. Elizabeth. Shout
New
out
Jersey.
To Elizabeth.
I grew up there. I went to school there. I was born in the Bronx, but we were raised in Elizabeth. And the reason I moved to Miami out here is because of Nori, actually.
Mm. What age did you move out?
I was around 22 years old.
Okay.
I was just vacationing with my girls. It was 4th of July, you know.
We were just
okay.
Yes. We were outside when it wasn't even outside back then.
That's right. That's was right. It? How did it just get named outside?
I know,
we
right?
was really out.
We were outside. Mm-hmm. And Nori happened to be at this restaurant And he happened to be by himself, which was really weird because he doesn't row by himself.
No.
Ever. Ever.
That was the first and last time you saw him.
Exactly. Exactly. So I went to this restaurant and I was with my girls and he was there by himself. And, you know, we're from the East Coast, so we know who Nori is. Yeah. And he, like, now he's like, oh, I overheard you guys talking about me. And I'm like, he was like, you guys were so loud. I was like, well, I was trying to be discreet and all our girls were trying to be discreet. He sent a bottle of sangria over. So we started drinking.
Was it white or red?
It was actually like pink.
It was rosé.
It was really good. So he started talking to us and he got my number that day and that's it. We had like a long distance relationship. And then I would say like a year and a half. That's when I decided to make the move to Miami because I thought Miami was a beautiful city. Mm-hmm. I hated the cold, you know, and I was just like down for him and down to be out here. So I was like, fuck it. I'll give it a chance.
I know. Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
And how were your girls at that point? Were they like, you're about to leave us?
Yes.
Be with him. Like, yes. What are you doing? Are you sure it's the right
one? No, I just had, they were like, girl, you're crazy. Why would you move for with a rapper? You're going to come back, this and that. Even though I'm calm and stuff, I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
So I love to do spontaneous shit. So moving to Miami was like nothing for me. I'm like, oh, what can happen? Like, it doesn't work out. Just move right back.
Yep. Right.
That's it.
And I got to live for a year, yeah, exactly, however long in a nice sunny location.
I got to experience
location.
Miami. Yeah. Like, girl, I'm still here.
And you've built a whole life down here.
That's yes, right. I did.
One of the things that we mentioned in your intro is that you were the owner of the Juicy Juice Bar in Hollandale?
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Oh, okay.
But that's okay because Hollandale and Hollywood is literally like a street apart.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I'm at 3008 South Ocean Drive, Hollywood, Florida. I sell smoothies, fresh juices, ginger shots, food. I sell avocado toast, breakfast sandwiches. I sell waffles. I sell acai bowls.
No, I can't hold you. I love one of those waffles at a healthy spot. Is it like the small, like, individual ones?
It's the waffle with the berries, the Nutella.
Yeah. I know. I know which one of those. Like, ooh.
Yeah, I have two types. I have the one with Nutella, which is called Nakai waffle. And then I have the juicy waffle, which is bananas and blueberries.
And I want to add that when you go to the spot, she's there. She's behind the counter. It's
I'm working.
Beautiful to see. Yes. Like, consistently. And you pull up, it's some nice fellas in there, nice ladies.
Yes,
the ladies are beautiful that are working there too. Everyone's friendly. So it's just a beautiful vibe there.
Yes, and thank
you've done a great job.
You came a couple times and your mom has come to my juice bar. I invited you to like Sunday brunches that I do. Mm-hmm, I do that. You meet new people, you meet great people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's like
a vibe.
Especially how you have it decorated too. Like, you have a bar. So you can really interact with everyone that's behind the counter. And then people pull up. So it is the local cheers, but it's healthy.
It's a healthy cheers. It's
healthy. Like, get your other shot, the grass shot.
So in New York right now, like, the hot thing to do is to go to like the juice bar where they give you like the five shots, mixes of different shots that basically turn you up naturally.
Yeah, it gives you natural energy.
Natural energy. Do you have that vibe there too?
Yes. Actually, talking about the New York bars, one of my inspirations for opening my juice bar was Styles P and Ajua, his wife. Mm-hmm. They have Juices for Life in New York. So when they had a juice bar, they would come to Miami and they would have dinner with me and Nori. And we would always be like, yo, we need a juice bar out here in Miami. We need a dope juice bar. Nori's like, why don't you do that? That you should, like, you know, really consider that.
So they didn't want to come here. You were like, all right, if you're not
going
to do it.
No,
here.
They just had a lot going on. Like, they have a couple of them in New York. So they had their own thing. You know, they also have Pharmacy for Life. So,
shout out to them. Yeah.
Dope. And so outside of that experience, like, were you a juicer? Were you the woman in the house making fresh smoothies? Like, did you actually have an interest in this industry? Or did you just kind of see like an opening in the market? Like, Miami needs something like this and people would love it.
So I saw it two ways. We needed it. And also I saw a place that was by my house down the street that I can actually open and be there and have access to it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I was juicing, but not as much as now. Yeah. But the person that was juicing was my husband, Nori. So the thing with Nori, his show, Drink Champs, he drinks a lot. Mm-hmm. So people think he drinks a lot, but he doesn't. I probably drink more than him, honestly. Yeah, like the times that he's not drinking, he's drinking a juice. Mm-hmm. And he's not drinking just any juice. He's drinking celery juice. He would go through his phases that he would just drink, not eat any carbs, run, work out. And, you know, so that's how it started. That's how the juicing started. That's how I learned recipes. That's how I learned how to do things. So then I just started doing my research during COVID when we were all in the house. That's when I actually got the opportunity to like really do my research on this juice bar. There was a store down the street that was open. It was a money exchange place. I didn't know anything about how to make a place into a juice bar. So I just did my research.
Like the construction of the construction location.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. So I did my research and I had to hire, like everybody had to hire like an engineer. I had to hire a electrician. I had to hire like everything to make this from the ground up.
You thought, I'm going to flip this space around. And then you were like, oh, I have to find a contractor.
I had to find an architect first. And once he designed it, then that's when I had to get all these different people. It was just something that I didn't know that I needed to do. Once I was there, I was like, I got to finish this. Because there's no way that I'm going to start something and not finish it. It took a year and a half to get my store up and running.
Did you already have the space? Like, were you paying lease on a space? Like, oh, that's more pressure.
I was paying lease. I was getting pressure from everybody. Like, why are you not opening? Like, what's going on? Yeah. And then during COVID, things were closed. The city was closed. So they were working from home. If I didn't get approved for a permit, it would take another 2 weeks to get approved. Like, oh, you got to fix this. You got to fix that. It was a headache. And I did not know any of this going into it. But you know what? You learn. And I was like, wow, like, you know, I really made this happen from nothing.
Yeah. I have a friend that I helped open a lash salon with.
Okay.
And she also found a storefront that she felt like was perfect. And then we got in there and we're like, oh, wait, this is not just as easy as just painting the walls. Certain stores, like you said, have certain requirements that you have to pass for the city. You need bathrooms based on the number of people and employees. Yes. And it's just like things that
handicap.
Come on, a whole other thing. Yeah. Making it accessible.
Yes.
There are just so many things that people don't think about even after you've done hours, days, months of research.
Yeah. I went in it and I was like, oh shit, I need to do this. And then the fire thing too, the exit sign had to be red. And then I had to have like a fire alarm just in case there's, you know, a fire, even though I'm not a kitchen, but you never know.
Yep.
It's little things that you learn.
One thing after another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you didn't give up. You didn't let it frustrate you. You didn't let a lack of business knowledge in this arena stop you. You were just like, nah, I'm focused.
There was times I would cry. I'm not going to lie. I would cry. I would be like, I can't believe I got into this and I'm gonna fail. I would just sit home like, I can't believe I'm losing money, paying the lease. Nori's looking at me like, girl, like, when are you going to open the juice bar? Like, he's not even knowing what's going on. So now that I'm open, I'm like, wow, I came a long way.
You have. And how long has it been? It's been over a year. Very good. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know the stats on that, but I do think that most businesses fail within the first year of being open. So outside of surpassing your expectations on opening it, you've also now passed most people's expectations on maintaining it.
I already have my second location.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
This is what happens.
So my second location actually is in the residence building where I live. So me and Nori lived there when we first met, and then we moved because we were renters, right? So we left and we rented for years. We loved that building so much that we came back as owners.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
Not only did we come back as owners, but now I'm selling Juicy Juice Bar at my building.
There we go. Can we get a shout out for that?
That's
go.
Alignment.
Let's go.
Wow. Really,
so right. Now I'm doing that, and then I have my juice bar, and then I want to open another.
Franchise that thing.
So yeah, that's the goal.
In Jersey.
That's the goal. Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah, give me the plan. Let's I'm not going through what you went through.
No.
I'm not finding the architect.
We're going to be smarter now.
Yeah, give me the book on everything premise. I need to do, and then I can open one up.
I do want to open a franchise, so I'm working on that, and that's why you see me there all the time, because I'm not giving up. That's my baby. That's my pride and joy.
Free parking.
Your place. Oh, don't forget to mention that.
I'm like, wait, what's free parking? There is free parking.
Yeah. Free parking.
There's free parking at my juice bar.
Yes. And what's so beautiful about it is you can pull up and then you can go to the beach.
Yes, it's across the street from the beach.
It's very convenient.
Oh,
yes.
Check it out. Yes, proud please. Of you. I've been watching. I always see people posting from there.
Mm-hmm. And please come and take a picture on the famous wall. It's a green wall with the neon Juicy sign.
So dope.
That's the famous wall right there. So you have to come take a picture.
No, I'm getting
we all got to take a picture there.
It's like the Costa Lex. She has a mirror place here to take her picture.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
that is for sure.
Cartier, Rolex, Gucci, Prada, Jordan, Adidas, Bottega Veneta. At eBay, it's real, or it's getting the fake out. eBay's team of luxury authenticators are making sure you never get faked over again. Watches inspected by watch aficionados. Sneakers checked by legit sneakerheads. Handbags examined by handbag connoisseurs. And jewelry in the scope of expert gemologists. These authenticators are leaders in their fields with meticulous eyes, making sure your piece arrives as authentic as your style and worthy of your collection. As experts, they know the true difference between a real and a fake. Real carries that rare, distinguished feel. The weight of pure platinum, the exquisite scent of Togo leather, the tight stitching on a pair of Dunks, the brilliance of real diamonds. So rest assured, your Rolex moves just like a Rolex should, and that colorway on your Jordan Royales will always be on point. The details, inspected. The fakes, rejected. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay's authenticity guarantee. Everyone deserves real. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Well, I named you the first lady of podcasting. You have been with your husband for how long?
We have been together 16 years, married 11 years. Mm-hmm. So we've been together for a decade. A long time.
Oh, beautiful.
Over almost a decade, sis. Yes.
Let's give it up for that.
Yes. Yes.
Real.
He scooped you up.
He got me.
He got you. He got you. Yes, he was like, oh, no, that one over there at the table with all them girls. Mm-hmm. That one's mine.
I want her.
And I know she drinks wine. Send her the sangria. I've been watching her. That's dope. So 15, 16 years. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have one son with him, and then I have bonus kids.
Okay.
Ooh. Yes.
Yes.
So beautiful. How many total do you guys count? How big is your tribe?
The tribe.
Well, we're going to talk about it. Nori has 7 kids.
Dang. Okay. That's a tribe, sis. Yes. That's a tribe.
Uh-huh. Yes. It is. And we have 3 that lives with us. All boys that live in my house. Yes.
Ooh. All these households. We just last week had Faith on the show, and she has a house full of men also.
Yeah, I have all boys in my house. All Even my boys. Dog is a male.
Hers too.
Oh my God.
So you're the queen. Yes. You're the queen sitting there. Yes. I love it.
Y'all like it though.
No, I mean, I don't mind it. I'm a boy mom. Like,
how old are they?
So my son is 13.
Okay.
And I have a 15-year-old. And then the other one is 23. So he's men. Already, yeah,
you're raised, yeah. But you're raising men.
I'm raising men in my house, yes.
I love this word, bonus. This came from your house, Lexus's term, bonus kids?
Yes, it did.
It came from your mom, actually, yes. A couple years ago, my son and my bonus kid came here. That's stop. Noah and Akai came here.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes. They came here to play with her kids, and, you know, they went to go play basketball and stuff. And I introduced my son, and I said, and this is my step kid. Your mom was like, oh, hi, whatever. And then they went up to play. And then your mom called me to the side, and she was like, you know what? You know what's a better word for step kid? And I was like, what? And she was like, bonus kid. And I was like, I love that. She was like, because I had 3 bonus kids and that I raised like you did. So hearing her say that, and then me, I was like, wow, like, you know what? Like, I hate the word step kid because it sounds horrible.
Right.
It sounds
like not even how you saw him.
It sounds like what?
Like Cinderella, stepsister.
That's
like
right. Horrible. That's actually my son. I'm raising him. I knew him since he was little. I was carrying Noah in a little car seat and he was walking. So it's like, this is basically like my kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I may have not given birth to him, but he's there. Yes. So when your mom said that, thank God for your mom.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you, mom. I just started using it.
Yeah. And you're like, that felt better anyway.
It felt 100 times better.
Yeah.
That's dope. But also, like Neri, your mom has a very even-keeled manner about her as well.
Absolutely.
Like, she would almost see everything like a blessing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Everything
That's dope. That is a dope way to exist.
Absolutely. It's a privilege to be a mother, you know? And so in that token, the more the merrier, come on over, you know, because you want to spread the love. And, you know, your husband, he knew what he was finding when he met you as far as the fact that you can bring everyone together and you're going to love them and nurture them. So
I mean, I was a mom before I was a mom because my son is the youngest out of, you know, the squad. So I was already a mom at 20, I would say 22, 23 years old when I met my husband, because if I was in a relationship with him, that means I take on what he brings. Like, that's what I signed up for. And that's what, you know, that's what he brings. Like, he's not alone. He has the squad. The squad. So I was like,
you got the tribe. She got the squad.
The tribe and the squad.
The tribe
and the squad.
Yes. I love that.
Well, one of the things that we do here on this beautiful platform, Dear Young Queen Podcast, is we talk about our first and our last. And I'm curious, when was the first time you felt real pain?
So, my grandfather died of a massive heart attack when I was young, 14 years old, and we were close. It was always up and downstairs in our house, and he lived upstairs and we lived downstairs, and he would take me to school. One day I came from school and I found out he died. Mm-hmm. It was like, what? He just took me to school this morning. So that was one of my first real pains. And I would say later on, years later, my dad died from cancer. And I saw him take his last breath because he was on hospice, and we kind of like figured this was it. So him dying was like another man in my life, like, you know, passing away.
I wonder what that influences on you as a wife, because losing your grandfather, but still having your grandmother, losing your father, but still having your mother. You watch these women lose men that were super important to them, really. Like, do you find yourself like clinging a lot to your husband?
I think I'm like overprotective.
Yeah.
And I get emotional about it, but I feel like sometimes it's like, even like the rapper is dying now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like Offset, he just passed away. Like, this is tough. It's just like, you see that. And I feel like he's in that industry, like it could happen. So I'm so overprotective. Sometimes like, yo, you're like my mom. I'm like in my head, I'm like, I know why.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Sorry, I don't mean to get emotional.
No, please, it's real.
That's real. And let's be honest, I don't know that we've heard from the women in the lives of these hip-hop artists right now, particularly. You're right, as this is happening.
This is happening.
It's like dangerous.
Offset really was like dangerous. One of them, and, you know, PNB Rock. It's just, and he's also in the same industry. So I get scared, like, when he goes out of town and I'm not with him. I just think, like, negative because of what I've been through in my life and just what's going on in the world. I just think automatically, like, oh, my God, but just, I just pray, like, he comes back safe. And you never know. We were out one time in, like, the city, and somebody approached him, and it was kind of scary because we didn't have security with us. Mm. He's out there. He's famous. Like, you know, like, people love him, but people are haters.
Yes, yes.
And that's the one thing that you're hitting dead on, the point that this industry is. It's full of haters and it's full of people that wish they could have.
And stupidness, too, like, over something so stupid.
Yes.
You say the wrong thing, or you're in the wrong room at the wrong time. It's just, it could happen. And just, it scares me. That made me cry in this podcast.
No, it's real life.
That was real.
It's like, you're right. We haven't really heard from the women that are on the other side praying. But she's exactly right to know that the industry is full of haters, for lack of better words, that the industry is full of people who wish they could be in his position. Yeah. But even now, more so, now that he's using his voice weekly, people that disagree with his opinion,
they might be mad. Who knows?
That could be angry, upset, just don't like what he said or how he responded to somebody else that said something about them. And that's like a real,
That's a real fear. It's an epidemic going on right now, and it's sad. It's so sad.
You don't want
to
be negative and think negative, but that's really what's going on in the world. So it's like, that's what you said. How does it affect you? Because I'm scared that one day I might wake up and my husband might not be with me. So it's like,
And that's a reality from your experience, that it can. It's so interesting. I never really thought about the fact that oftentimes I imagine worrying about your son leaving the house and coming back safe. But never really about your partner leaving the house and coming back safe.
I mean, I worry about my boys, too. I get scared of any phone call I get. Like, if I get it, like right now, he called me 10 times. Anything that's sketchy, I just get scared or nervous. Like, oh, my God, like, everything okay?
Like a fear of loss.
A fear of loss. It's a fear of loss. It's a fear. It's like, oh, my God. Like, and being a mom, my son's like, oh, can I go play basketball at the park? I'm like, no. I sound crazy, but no, I don't. I'm scared. Even though you're 13, I'm still scared. I want to protect you as much as I could. And, you know, maybe I'm being overprotective, but the world is crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, y'all remember that? What was that Jaheim song?
Which one?
Something about coming back home. Do you remember the song?
Just in case I don't make it home tonight, gonna make love to you for the last time, baby.
Yes. So just to make it a little bit lighter, sis. Yeah, I know you'd be worried. I know you'd be worried. Before he leaves, throw it down just in case. What?
But I'm going to have my wine. I'm going to have my wine. And I'm going to relax.
Release some of that stress for sure. Mm-hmm. As worried as you get, as much as you care, like the one thing that we know is that you're in his corner. Mm-hmm. You left home. You moved to Miami for him. You are standing by his side through things. You are a rider. Yes. Ride or die. But by the way, is like there's a different breed of ride or die now, mm-hmm. sis. It's not the same ride or die we grew up on, okay?
Yeah.
Now the new generation is like, well, why I gotta die?
Yeah.
So you're definitely that definition.
Walgreens knows you need your medications, but sometimes what you really need is a prescription for more time with your family or friends. Or just more time to do what you want on a Saturday afternoon. That's why Walgreens offers same-day prescription delivery to where you are. So you can get more than just your meds. You can get your prescription to save time at the pharmacy. And when you have pharmacy questions, which, let's face it, we all do, Walgreens will be there for you with a helpful 24/7 pharmacy chat. So when you need to know, which med do I take before bed again? Or is it safe to have a glass of wine with my prescription? You can ask a Walgreens pharmacy expert that question, no matter where you are or what time of day it is. And that gives you more than just answers. It gives you your prescription for peace of mind. Delivery is available on eligible prescriptions only. See details at walgreens.com/prescription-delivery.
Nori has such a big voice, like we said, and isn't really afraid to hold his opinion or create the space for people to share their opinions. Can you tell me about the last time you felt like you had to stand by your husband's side or a decision he made, even though you may not have agreed with it?
So him having a podcast and it being as big as it is, mm-hmm. it comes with positive and negative. So when we had Ye on the podcast, first and foremost, Ye was all everywhere. Like he was just trying to get his voice, you mm-hmm. know, yeah. mm-hmm. and he was on Drink Champs before and it did really well. And I told Nori, I said, I have a feeling he's going to call you to come on Drink Champs again. Mm. And what happens 2 days later?
He
calls Nori. And you know, Nori is being a good person that he is.
Yeah, it's a safe space for him.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? Come. So when he came to the podcast, like I said, like sometimes I am present for some podcasts and I was there that day. So when, you know, he was there and he was saying everything he was saying, like I was like, oh my God, this is going to go like crazy. Like the stuff that he was mm-hmm. saying. And I didn't agree with it, but that's his job, that's Nori's job, that's his podcast, that's his partner's podcast, EFN. So at the end of the day, yeah, I could give him like this is not gonna go well with the media, but this is a moment I had to kind of stick with my husband, like even though it was not right, but it was like I had no say, but I also felt that it was gonna go left.
Mm. yeah and you never want to hold hands as he walks down a like a dark bad hallway.
Yeah.
But it's also, I feel like as women, sometimes that's our job, is to support our partner mm-hmm. even when they are deciding to walk down that dark hallway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Certain stuff had nothing to do with him, but him letting him on his platform yeah. and speak, he felt as a like person that he let someone in. It was kind of like me inviting, like you inviting me to your house and I bring a friend that's rude. I'm going to mm-hmm. apologize for bringing that person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's mm-hmm. kind of what Nori did. Like he apologized right. and, you know, all he could say was, I apologize for like letting this happen, but it happens. We got a lot of negative and I say we because he got, but it's we. Cause,
mm-hmm. you it's know, we.
It's him. We're together. We're a partnership. So, you know, he got a lot of backlash, you know. So I felt like I had to stick by his side. And even though things that were said weren't right, I just had to stick by him because at the end of the day, he was going through it. So I was going through it too.
I think that that interview was one of the first interviews after they pulled that down that people just started pulling left and right.
Yep.
They pulled the shop episode shortly after that. They just started.
I think they did the LeBron pulled it first.
Oh, he pulled it before
yeah,
the Drink
Champs? He pulled it before Drink Champs, yeah. He wanted to give him a chance to speak, but sometimes your words could hurt other people. So that's what happened. And that, you know.
Yeah. Whew. Well.
Well, yeah. Sorry.
Yes.
I'm from Chicago, so the Kanye thing is like a little touchy to me.
It is. Yeah. It's tough. I am wearing my Yeezy.
It's like a very interesting subject, man. Like,
it really is.
I love him for all the creative genius that he is. I love him for being someone that needs help and isn't getting the proper help that he needs. And then I hate the fact that he can't identify that he needs the help and won't get it. Or is rejecting it. I'm not quite sure what's going on
sure
in that.
Either, right?
I don't have the details. I'm not in the inner works. But it's just something that's... It's an interesting subject to digest. And what you could tell is that Nori does care for him as a person.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually do as well. I just feel like he's like a cousin that we have. I just he's just cool. But he's very outspoken. I don't know what's going on in his head. But we love him as a person. Right. He's actually great to us. He even came to my juice bar. You know, being Kanye, like, he came and he showed love. He didn't have to. And I was like, all I did was like, say, hey, come to my juice bar. And you know, people are like, yeah, yeah, I'll come. But he actually came.
Yeah, like, Kanye pulled up. Where are the rest of y'all
and
at?
Not only did he pull up, but he pulled up in an Uber. Oh. He pulled up in an Uber, and he hopped out the Uber, and he just came in like, hey, what's up? I was like.
You're like,
I always thank him for that support because that was dope.
That is dope.
But being married to him, it comes with it. Yeah, like, oh, you're married to Nori. Let me go on his wife's page, and let me comment, and let me just talk shit on her page because – going through her, she's gonna go back and tell him. Which I'm not gonna do it. Exactly. So stop leaving stupid comments.
You can delete. You can delete it. Yeah.
And I don't want to hear your music because it's not happening.
Yo, like honestly, like who told people that putting their music in somebody's DMs was the way to get a deal?
Like, hold on, let me send it to his wife because his wife is gonna send it to him, and I'm gonna blow
they
up.
Trying
and,
to shoot their shot.
That's not gonna happen. What's gonna happen is I'm gonna block you.
Yeah, you could have at least told me you liked my juices first. Yes. And then you would have got a response. And then
come through and drop it off.
Yeah. Drop off a demo tape or a USB.
A juicy.
Yeah.
After you purchase.
Actually, let's come up with a campaign. Actually, 5 juices allows you to drop off your mixtape at the front door. Girl, you'd be sold out.
For real.
That would be amazing. Before we get out of here, I know when we talked about your first, we talked about the first time that you like you had really been like kind of heartbroken. Upset. So before we get out of here, I want to know the last time you felt like life was great. Like a moment, you know those moments where you're just like, you look up like, I'm here. Like, thank you, God. Like, thank you. I'm present. I love what I'm feeling. I don't want to feel anything else but this for a while.
I feel that when I walk into Juicy Juice Bars because what happens is I'm like, wow, I created something that was just in my mind and I made it come to life.
To fruition.
Yeah. Like it came to life.
Yes.
And it's doing really well. I'm successful.
That's right.
I just did another location.
Yeah.
Like when I did it at my building that I live at, I'm like, that's when it really hit me like, wow, like I'm doing things. And I just took a moment, sat on the beach, looked at the sky and I said, thank you, God. Everything that I've been manifesting has been coming to life.
Yeah.
And my kids are healthy. My husband is doing great with his, you know, his job. My mom is with me. Like, everybody around me is healthy. I have great friends, great energy.
It's so dope to me. And I hope that women take this as a note. You live a good life. You travel. I see you hopping in and out of fly whips.
Yeah,
like, I see all those things. But the moment that you were most happy was when you could look at the fruits of your own labor.
That's right.
And it's so important to me, Lex, especially as I feel like for the past few weeks on the podcast, we've had like some really dope wives, right? People that are married to these men that have fame or accolades or money. And it's like as incredible as that is from the outside, the way that she's most filled up, the thing that sent her basically to her knees on the beach was her own hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That will never change.
Ever.
Whether you have a partner, whether you're single, whether your kids are in the house, out of the house, the fruits of your own labor and seeing the hard work that you put into it manifest is something that can't be replaced.
And that's why I call it my pride and joy, like my baby every time I go in there. The fact that it came to life and it's happening and it's beautiful.
It's real.
No greater feeling.
No greater feeling than that, you know? It just makes me feel like, wow, like everything I worked for, this is happening.
Ladies, manifest it. Follow through. Don't let the permits stop you. No.
Yes. And you know what? Manifesting is a big thing because when I'm telling you, I had a vision for something. And this wasn't my first time having a vision for something. I had a vision for something prior. And it was like a contest that I wanted to win. It was when I was younger. I wanted to win this contest. And it was really hard to win this contest. It was like 1 in 1,000 to win.
What kind of contest was it?
It was a contest. I was working at this job. I used to work at MAC Cosmetics.
Okay. Mm.
So this contest was basically you get a free trip to Spain. And it was one person in every, like, state. So I won the state of Florida. But it was just so hard to win, but I wanted it so bad, and I manifested that I was going to win, and I won. Wow. And I went to Spain for, like, 2 weeks.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Mac.
Yes. So
that's fire.
I felt like anything you want in this life, you could get. You mm-hmm. could get, if you put your hard work and effort and positive thoughts, you could definitely get. And I'm the one that, I'm the, what do you call that? When you.
What?
No, I'm trying to help you.
What?
Get like it manifesting, out. Like when you are.
When I see something, like, I'm trying to find the word for it. I can't even think of it right now. Basically, like.
You see.
Like, look at me. I'm the one that, like, it happened to.
You're a living testament.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
No, it's okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Yes.
So, look, you could do anything in life. Like, you know, there's things I wanted before. Like, look at me. I'm a living testament of everything that's had happened. Like, mm-hmm. I thought of the juice bar. It came to life. I thought of, like, winning contests. It came to life. Like, it's all about your mindset, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
I agree. Whether it's manifesting, whether it's praying, whatever word you want to describe to entrusting your goals and your visions to a higher power and repeating that not letting go of that thought. I also agree every time will come to life.
Amen.
I agree with that.
Neri, not the tears. Are you looking at tears?
Yes. I might be. I might be.
Yes.
Tears. So he brought us all there. Tears.
Thank you.
And I'm Thank so you, grateful ladies. For your vulnerability. I'm grateful for you sharing the story. I'm really happy to have you sat down with us today.
Yes, and I'm really happy you guys invited me. I'm so happy you ladies are doing this. I'm all about woman empowerment, doing big things, like, you know, congratulations. This is dope.
Another stop on all of our journey.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Laheim.
Wrap.
Done. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. This was dope. Yeah,
you
Thank
did
you.
Good, baby. So good.
Thank you. I appreciate so you. And it'll go. What's gonna be great is it'll go from the bonus conversation.
The inspiration from others drive us forward. Their resilience pushes us to excel, and their path navigates the way towards freedom. Ford is proud to celebrate Black History, not just this month, but year round. They're committed to being the fuel for change by supporting Ford Fund programs centered around economic, educational, and empowerment opportunities for our communities to continue creating the future. Learn more at FordFund.org. Built Ford proud.